question 25 on section 4. And with this one, we are looking for what the flaw in the argument is, or that it's vulnerable to which criticism. And in this argument, it talks about colon cancer and high-fiber diets. And the conclusion of the argument is the last sentence, that insufficient consumption of fiber causes colon cancer and sufficient consumption of fiber prevents it. And their evidence is a series of studies that show that there is a correlation between high-fiber diets and the incidence of colon cancer, and that's a negative correlation. So the more fiber we eat, the lower the rate of colon cancer. The problem with this one is that even though they talk about that correlation, it doesn't necessarily prove that low fiber causes colon cancer or that high fiber is preventing it, because all we know is that there is a correlation between those two things. And there could be something else, especially when they talk about more fiber-rich foods such as fruits and vegetables. And then they talk about the area of, you know, in Scandinavia, high consumption of cereals, which are high in fiber. So although they do a decent job of showing a couple of different things, they really didn't prove that it causes cancer. We just know that there is a correlation. And so I was looking for something that said correlation causation problem. And then we go to the answers. Now, it's asking, does it overlook the possibility that consumption of fiber in many countries is rising appreciably? We don't really care. The conclusion is just about whether or not fiber causes and or prevents colon cancer. And then the risk of many types of cancer is reduced by high fiber diets. If anything, that would strengthen the argument, so overlooking it isn't that big of a deal. And we don't care about other types of cancer. C, fiber is difficult for many people to include in their diets. We don't really care whether it's hard. All we care about is whether or not it causes and or prevents cancer. And then fiber in fruits and vegetables and the fiber in cereals have cancer-fighting properties to different degrees. Although this somewhat is relevant, it doesn't really say whether or not it causes it. In fact, that kind of would strengthen the argument, because it's saying, well, there's different degrees, but it still is strengthening the idea that they do have some causal effect. And then E is our correct answer. Foods containing fiber also contain other substances that, when consumed, tend to prevent colon cancer. What this is saying is you might be getting a false positive because there are other things in those foods that we do know prevent colon cancer, so it's not the fiber, it's something else. And that's what makes E our best answer.